Hi everyone. Hi Liv. Liv's our audio editor. Liv, what do you think about noise cancelling?
Hi, I love it. It's the best.
Do you also think that about headphones or the podcast itself?
Both.
Well, that's lucky because we're on the Noise Cancelling Podcast, everyone's favourite tech podcast that gives you entertaining takes on tech, talks about tech and tells you things about tech. And as you've already heard, we've got a special guest on this week, Olivia Tambini, audio and music editor of Tech Radar. Introduce yourself, Liv, because I've done most of it.
Hi, I'm Olivia. I'm the audio and music editor at Tech Radar. Thanks for having me.
And who else we've got on the call?
I'm James Peckham, phones editor for Tech Radar.
I am Shrielle Smith, editor-in-chief of Laptop Mag.
And I am Gareth Beavis, also audio and music editor, tempted to take over this one. Not really. I am global editor-in-chief of Tech Radar and also her boss. Liv, what does and music mean to you as part of your title?
Well, it means I'll be covering things like Spotify, Tidal, streaming services alongside headphones and the hardware stuff.
Taylor Swift as well, right?
Taylor Swift, yeah, that's a big one.
Cool. So you might say it gives you license to write about anything you want to on the site, yeah?
Yeah, I would say so.
Cool. Okay.
I know where this is going.
Come back to that later. But anyway, we've got a lot to talk about today because for once things have happened at the right time. As usual, we will start with a big question before getting into more stuff. But at IFA this year, the German show where they show, well, usually they'd show lots of different new tech, mostly around TVs and appliances, but often a lot of great things from Samsung and other brands as well. We had a cut down version this year, obviously because of COVID boo. But there was the special innovation. Sorry, was it called Special Edition? So the back rooms showed insane innovations. One of them was called the Beurer's Meremed Sea Air Simulator. I don't know how you pronounce that. B-E-U-R-E-R, Beurer's Meremed Sea Simulator. Anyway, what that does is it filters air to help, you know, improve things with air pollution, but looks like a bread maker, but also simulates the biodynamics of the seaside with natural sea salts. So that's nice. So that makes it sound like smell like you're at the sea all the time, which some people like, and some people who grew up by the seaside won't necessarily love as much. But after that sea smelling machine, what smell would you like to add to which piece of tech and why? And I won't be talking about spider making bracelets this week because Cherie may explode. Liv, have you had a chance to think about what you'd like to say for this?
Yeah. So like rather than, I don't think I really want like my tech hardware to smell of things, but I thought it'd be cool to experience smell-o-vision, which was apparently a thing.
Yep.
In the 30s, but didn't go too well.
In the 30s?
Yeah, I heard that's when it first started, or when it was first invented.
I thought it was like the 60s or something.
I think that's when it first came to cinemas, but it was really unpopular, mainly because people were annoyed by other people in the audience sniffing too loudly. But I would personally love to try it. I don't think it's a good idea for the record, but I think it would be cool.
Great. I mean, good answer. You think it's a bad idea straight away, but you want to try it. James Pexum Pexarini.
Hello. Yeah, my name's James and I really like phones, so I'm going to talk about phones for a bit. One of my favourite smells in the world is the smell of water hitting the ground. Some people may know that as petrichor. I want all waterproof phones to smell like petrichor as soon as they get wet. One of my favourite smells with one of my favourite things, waterproof phones. Put those two together. Love it.
Pexichor.
Done. Yeah. Easy.
Okay, well, I like that. I would also like that. Do I like the smell of water hitting the ground?
You do. It's great.
Everyone does.
Is it like the smell of like when it's rained outside?
Yes, exactly that smell. Yeah, it's when it's first rained.
Ah, well, good. Cherie, beat that. Come on.
I am going to do something practical. So I would like.
Oh no, I've got a practical one, Cherie. I needed you to be the brevity in this.
Well, no, like so, I would like exercise. I would like fitness watches. So once you exercise, it smells like roses. But if you go an extended amount of time without exercising, it'll start to smell like hot garbage. Like
there we go. It wasn't that practical.
Specifically, a hot summer New York City street after it rains.
Ah, I have actually smelt that as even as a Londoner, I know that is horrific.
It is.
Why don't New York people just take the garbage away? Why don't they have all the street cleaners to come put it in a lovely big pile somewhere?
I don't know. We just that's what it is. Like, we have to put it out on a street for the street collectors to come for the NYC finest, which we call our sanitation department out here, the strongest, to come and pick it up and dispose of it for us. I don't know why it is that way, but it is. And yeah, so.
Okay. I like it. I mean, I feel like some people might just take it off if they start to smell like hot garbage. I feel like there should be some kind of, you know, you're locked into it and you think, well, the only way to stop this now is to actually exercise, because most people just be like, fuck it.
What happens if you're injured as well?
There would be settings in the app to disable it, but like, I think it would be a really really good motivator. Like, what the hell smells like hot garbage? You do, because you've been sitting in one spot for.
I like it a lot. That thankfully less practical than I thought, because my one was going to be AR glasses. I was thinking, the whole idea of augmented reality is like not virtual reality, because you can sort of see through it, and the idea being to add like another sense to it, another like a smell to things that you can see. So whether you're looking at, I was going to say, like, if you're looking at athletics and you can see them powering down, you can see their times over their head, you can smell them at the same time. Like, that'd be weird. Don't do that. But although I'm wondering what Usain Bolt does smell like, but you know, something that adds, you know, that extra layer of what you're looking at, what you're getting information on, and getting an extra bit of smell around it. That'd be pretty cool. Actually, just add it to virtual reality.
Yeah, that's how I would want my smell-o-vision, virtual reality.
Yeah.
Like, didn't Razer or somebody do a April Fool's version of that, the Nostrilus Rift or something like that?
I don't know. I ignore the April Fool's because it's just nonsense. I hate it.
Much like this question.
Yeah. My backup was a bracer that smells like spiders.
What do spiders smell like?
Death.
Just the speed of it. Right, okay, I'm going to award the points to Liv this week, because we all gravitated back sort of to her answer, apart from Bexy, so it's clearly the right one. And we've got big news to talk about. So finally, oh my god, finally, after so many months, we have a price for one of them fucking consoles.
Yeah!
And actually two. The Xbox Series S was announced. Well, I reckon they're supposed to, but we're recording this on a Wednesday, listeners, behind the curtain for you there. And we've just had the announcement of the Xbox Series X pricing. I think both that and the Xbox Series S, the more cut down, cheaper version, were supposed to be today. But there was a strong leak on Monday. It was Monday, wasn't it? Yeah. Yes. Yes. It was. Someone leaked the price and everything of the new Xbox Series S. So Microsoft just put out quite a funny tweet saying like, uh-oh, and then just put it out themselves anyway. So clearly they jumped on that one. And the Xbox Series X price is now out. So we know that the Xbox Series S, the cut-down version, is $299 or £249. And the Xbox Series X is going to be $499 or £449. They are coming on November the 10th, and you can pre-order them. Is it both? You can pre-order both on September 22nd.
Yep.
Yeah, and we are now currently constantly refreshing Sony's PS Twitter account just in case it does the same thing. But Pexy doesn't look like it, right?
Yeah, as we are recording this like half an hour after the Xbox prices come out, so I'm just watching the PlayStation 1 at the moment, and they're tweeting about a couple of PSVR games, so I think that's a subtle hint that we're not getting the PS5 price today, and instead they're just sending out those sort of things just to try and distract people.
So the Xbox Series S, which is so hard to say for an audio production,
yeah.
S and X, that seems to have gone down quite well, right? Cherie, are you interested more in that one or the Xbox Series X, because you do like your power?
I like my power, like, but I like what I'm going to miss this holiday season is because I'm an asshole. I love to go into video game stores when parents are buying their kids things and like ruin that child's life. Like, ma'am, I noticed that you're picking up Grand Theft Auto. Do you know that this is rated M for mature? And this is some of the content that your child will be exposed to, and watch the mother like gasp audibly, because she at that point, when I come and say that, you as a parent, you have no other choice but to gasp in shock like you didn't know, and B, not get your child that thing. And then the child shoots me daggers, so I will miss that. But I what I do think with this, the S and the X, I think a lot of kids are going to be so, so upset because they're going to ask for the X and their parents are going to get the S and say, oh, I thought you said S. I think a lot of kids are going to get a lump of coal in their stocking in the form of the S.
Well, that is a big lump of coal. Like a lot of the Tech Radar team is saying, like that for that match, you know, with the all access and the gameplay and all the options that you can get with that, that's a steal.
Yes, you know? Yes, but like I'm like it's going to happen. Some poor kid is going to say Xbox Series X, and they are going to get the S, and they are going to be upset and then look unappreciative, and then it's really going to be a weird Christmas.
I mean, I haven't been a parent for very long, but I've already learned that you don't really lust after the moments where you go, lo, 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 you didn't get what you wanted for Christmas. Ah, wanga. you don't generally look for those moments where you can get out of it on a technicality.
I don't know. I don't have kids, but I know that I can see that, like, just based off of my experiences of watching parents shop for video games for their kids, I think there's going to be a lot of confusion, and I do feel sorry for that. Like that, I want the kids to have all the power in the world if that's what they want. I don't want them to be disappointed in that way. So I'm hoping that it doesn't happen, but it's going to happen.
There aren't that many 11-year-old kids out there who are going to be like, ah, actually, you got me, Mum. Fair play. Yeah, I'll enjoy this. Thanks very much. And probably will enjoy it because it seems like quite a good console. Pexy, which one are you going to buy, do you think?
Neither. I think I'm going for the PS5 personally. But if I was buying an Xbox, I would go for the larger one, for the X personally, because I do think the amount of secondhand games I buy and just being able to have that disc drive. I also have a variety of Blu-rays and stuff that I want to keep. I know that's really archaic, but I still want that sort of access as well myself. So if I do end up buying a PS5, I'll buy the one with the disc drive, but that price is phenomenal. £249 to be able to play next gen games immediately, and you get Xbox Game Pass for not that much more money on top of that. I think they're onto a winner there for people that just want to be able to play. For example, if you're just the sort of person that wants to play FIFA every year, and that's included with EA Play now in Xbox Game Pass, then why don't you just buy that smaller console? If you're a gamer that wants all the power, of course you can go for the bigger one. But I do think there's definitely a market there for that 250 quid console as well.
And Liv, you notoriously will buy third generation console, so three generations ago. So you're going.
Wait till you get to the Wii, Liv.
Yeah, the Xbox 360 is big for you this year, right?
No. Well, no. I'm not going to buy any consoles this year because they're too expensive, and the PS4 is still serving me pretty well. I'm a very casual gamer. I use it to watch Netflix, and that's pretty much it. But I would go for the PS5 if someone wanted to give me one.
Put that shout out there on the podcast. Hey, Sony.
My address is...
don't put that out, please. But the PS5, we haven't got the price for it, but we were just discussing before we got on air that if Sony did have a price in mind, the chances are it's going to be slightly higher than the Xbox, given, I think it's already been mentioned, it won't be the cheapest is what was said. So therefore, given there's only two out there really, that it's going to be a slightly higher, you wouldn't put that out right next to it and say, oh yeah, we're going to be $550, we'll be $600, because everyone would be like, well, that's shit. You know, you want to have reasons for that. So probably at some sort of bigger event, I'd imagine they'd announce that, Sony. That's probably going to happen. And then Liv can decide not to buy it that way as well. Right, we've got a jam-packed show today, which is very rare for us to actually have good timings. There's an Apple event, but we don't know if it's the iPhone 12, Pexy. Is it the iPhone 12? Is it not? What's it going to be?
I cannot tell you right yet. It's happening on September 15th, which is Tuesday, so the next coming Tuesday, which is quite a quick turnaround for an Apple event between them telling us about it and it actually happening. So that's quite exciting in itself. Originally, we thought this was going to be the iPhone 12 event, and then we've heard from certain sources. Mark Gurman at Bloomberg has said his sources are saying it is just an Apple Watch 6 event and an iPad Air 4 event. So it looks like we're going to be getting other Apple gadgets that aren't the iPhone. Definitely worth tuning in for, though, I expect. It looks like the Apple Watch 6 is going to be a good upgrade, and new iPads and everything as well. And I would maybe I don't want to put real money on it, but I would put some virtual, maybe some Monopoly money on the fact that we may hear when we're then going to hear about the iPhones, maybe on stage. It might be the sort of thing that they end on and say, we've got another event coming at the end of September or another event coming in October. At the moment, we really don't know. There's always the chance that the iPhones could come then as well. But if you're interested in new Apple gadgets, be tuning in and coming to Tech Radar on September 15th.
And this is the first year, genuine 10 years, that I get to have my birthday off.
Hey!
Like, of every single year. I mean, it's not the end of the world to be, you know, being in San Francisco covering the iPhone launch. It's been pretty good, so I'm not going to complain too much. But it's quite nice to think I can just get up and not, you know, write about an iPhone.
Fall asleep.
On my 30th birthday, I was in a German, I don't know, like a German back room of a conference hall, like writing about the iPhone 5S. As midnight ticked over with a really heavy cold, and I was like, happy birthday to me. Like, I'm 30. But I think I may have mentioned the podcast before, but if not, there was someone on an Apple trip once for the launch of it, where they'd flown in for the trip, and because of the crossing the dateline, they'd missed their 40th birthday just completely.
Oh my god.
It never existed. How good is that? Like, and I was like, well, okay, my 30th birthday doesn't, you know, that story doesn't really hold the same weight anymore. But that was, yeah, I felt for them on that.
The luck of it being the 40th birthday as well. That's like,
what?
Or the not luck.
Yeah. So I assume that just means they pause in terms of their age. They'll be 39 forever because they have to, until they can reach 40, they can't carry on. But Cherie, are you excited about the iPad Air, Apple Watch 6, the notorious tiles, air tags?
The Apple Watch, not so much. Like, I am excited about the tech of the Apple Watch. I've never been excited about the design of the Apple Watch. It just screams, give me your lunch money to me, and I've never been with it.
It's rumored to smell like hot garbage, by the way.
The iPad, like, I'm excited because my readers will be excited about it, but you know how I feel about tablets. I feel they don't exist. So, if there is no iPhone or no ARM-powered Macs coming, I'm going to be a little bit disappointed.
I think you may be.
I don't like it.
Do you? I mean, the old ARM, Apple Silicon powered Macs is something that keeps being rumored as a possibility.
Yes.
Yeah.
So
I mean, I feel like that's a good chance. I mean, especially if it does end up being a 2 hour event. Mm-hmm.
Two hours? Oh, rumored. They bet. Listen here. If I'm going to be sitting there for 2 hours, they bet not just be talking about a watch and an iPad. Oh, hell no.
And AirTags.
And AirTags, yeah. I was going to say, like, I still can't believe air power as well, don't forget. But the AirTags, actually, I still think is one of the most interesting things Apple could do. I don't know why it hasn't done it yet, because if you leverage the power of every single iDevice in the world to be able to find things that you've lost, basically, you would never lose anything again, because if you left it at a train station, there would be about 1,000 people that would be like, oh, it's over there, it's over there, it's over there, it's over there, because every phone would anonymously be able to see it for you and say, oh, I found it, it's over there. You know, there aren't enough tile users, there are enough iOS users to make this work.
Bruh.
There's a rumour that production's already wrapped on the Apple AirTags as well that came out earlier today. We've seen some sources saying that they're already sat waiting in a warehouse somewhere, so I do think that's likely on September 15th.
You can't see the face that Tree's making. It's not a good one.
Like, there better be an iPhone or a MacBook. Sutton. Like, this is not enough for me to give 2 hours of my life.
We have given 2 hours of our lives to much, much worse products. I mean, CES is just rife with... I basically spent an hour and a half at the Panasonic conference this year just wondering what was under a tarpaulin. It was a weird fire truck.
Huh?
I was like, oh, that was underwhelming.
What? why did you go to the Panasonic presser?
Global editor in chief. I support my staff and I do my shifts.
Yeah, but there are better ways to do that than the Panasonic presser.
Well, someone had to cover it, see what was going on.
Did they?
Yeah.
That could have been done in a press from a press release.
Yeah, but you never know. Those are the ones where they suddenly announced that, like, we've bought Disney or some shit like that. You know, like, here's all the 10,000 ways it's gone.
Do you mean we've been bought by Disney?
has that ever happened at Panasonic? Has Panasonic ever at CES? And I've been at CES about 13, 14 years at this point. Has Panasonic ever just had a wow moment?
I don't know, but I mean, ever since the first CES that I went to, and I was incredibly hungover at the Palm event, and then announced the Palm Pre, which back then was massive news. Like, guys, you can't. Sorry for the listeners, but you can't see how big a water bottle Sheree is drinking from. It is a barrel.
It's full of wine.
I have started a fitness challenge with my college friends, and so part of that is this massive
weightlifting.
Wow.
Yeah. That's how you're getting your exercise done. You've got to lift this huge... I don't know. We don't even have things that size in England. Like, nothing is that size.
That's a medium in America, though.
Yeah. Let's hit some stereotypes. Why not? Anyway, yeah, but after missing that Palm... After nearly not doing that Palm conference because I hangover, I felt guilty to not turn up to every single one since. So you never know what's going to happen. I saw a robot. I can't remember what it was. It was some sort of fire truck. I tried to write about it. No one cared. Let's just quickly wrap up a segue. I'm going to pull back for a segue from earlier where, Pexi, you talked about wanting to own the physical discs. I don't want to own physical discs. Me and my friends have been having a good chat on WhatsApp about this because we're all very excited about Tony Hawk's Pro Skater 1 and 2 coming out. One of my friends is like staunchly a disc buyer. Given in my move how many of my games I've lost, I'm like, you know what, I want to download everything because it's just there. I don't lose my PlayStation. There it is.
I'm torn on that because, like, I like having something to hold, but, like, because, I mean, I still have PS1 games. I still have the original Final Fantasy VII for disc set.
You can sell it to Liv soon when she buys a PS1, so...
I'm torn about, like, I am very torn about whether I'm going to get the disc version of the PS5 or just go all digital. I don't know. I think price might have to dictate it, but I, like, you know what? I think I'm going to go with the disc just because some companies still send out physical discs for review.
True, but they also send out codes quite a lot nowadays as well.
So. They do, but every now, like, for example, Square Enix sent me the Avengers. They sent the code, but they also sent the physical copy.
Can you attach a separate disk drive to the all digital versions?
That's a good question.
Somebody probably will. They'll find a way. We've got a lot to get through today, not least because Liv is going to be starring on the News Blast coming up after the break. But before we go this section. Liv, IFA, we talked about already briefly, but 2020, was it any good this year? Did you think it was enjoyable even though we didn't get to go?
No, it was crap.
I mean, at least this year we didn't have a message from you sort of worried that you're going to get lost in the middle of Berlin.
That's true. Actually, last year was an absolute nightmare for me in terms of, like, just finding my way around Berlin. So I'm thankful for that.
I was genuinely worried about you when you were sort of WhatsApping the group, telling you, like, guys, I don't know, I've got into a car or something.
Oh, that's right. I couldn't get home and I got into a random taxi. Never do that, kids, because it's really dangerous.
I didn't know it was a random taxi.
Yeah.
That's even worse. Oh,
I just found one on the street.
don't do that, anybody. No, please don't.
No one do that. It's really dangerous. But anyway, this year was... it was pretty small. A lot of the brands weren't there. A lot of them that were having announcements weren't actually a part of, like, the official IFA show. We did see a few cool things. We got a new 8K TV from Samsung, some cool headphones and speakers. I think we got a new phone from Samsung as well, but it was really, really quiet.
Aww.
I think we got one, yeah. Pexi, Liv thinks we got a new phone. Did we get one?
We did. It's the Galaxy A42 5G, and that's pretty much the only phone of the show because every other phone manufacturer, there's usually a few phones at IFA and a few wearables and that sort of thing, but most manufacturers decided to move around, and we're probably going to get them later in the month or even more towards the end of the year now.
Do you not think we would have seen the Galaxy Fold 2 at IFA this year if it had been a normal balance?
Yeah, perhaps. Yeah. I think they wanted to make their own big event about it, though, and they wanted that unpacked. But I think you're probably right. It probably would have been part and parcel of their IFA thing if it was a physical event.
So, Liv, as audio music editor for Tech Radar, what was the most exciting audio/musical thing from IFA this year? Because usually there's some well good headphones coming out.
Yeah, headphones, again, it was really thin on the ground this year. We got some new noise-cancelling headphones from Philips. which are a little bit cheaper than the Sony WH-1000XM4s, so they're pretty cool. It was actually speakers that were more interesting this year. We got a new portable smart speaker from Harman Kardon, which looks really nice. And also this cool soundbar from Philips, which has two satellite speakers attached to either end. So you can just take them off, put them behind you, and you've got a surround sound set up really easily.
Are they wireless?
Yes.
It's pretty good. See, I'm still waiting for surround sound to be truly wireless, because running cables along a room, especially when you've got a rabbit that keeps trying to eat things, is quite difficult. And I wish those days would come a bit sooner, that they're always everywhere. Pexi, Honor and Huawei are usually big at IFA, but this year, not so much again. I know Honor made a big deal about it, but...
Huawei especially, they often announce their new chipset at IFA, and it's usually their big deal of whatever chipset we're going to get in the next lot of phones, but there was nothing of that sort this year. In the Honor realm, there were a few different products. We got some cheap tablets and some new watches. There's the Honor Watch ES and the Honor Watch GS Pro, I think it's called. But yeah, nothing, no big phones, no big huge announcements from Huawei or Honor there, and also nothing from the likes of Sony or anything like that either.
I think you're right, Liv. IFA was crap, but in fairness, to even put a show on during these times to the level they did, and I from the people I knew that went, it was really well done in terms of the distancing and making sure that everything was as safe as possible. So that's good to hear as well. Let's take a quick break, and after that, we've got Liv coming back with the news blast. See you after this. And we're back. This is Noise Cancelling Podcast Part 2, where we have talked about the new Xbox Series X and S prices, the Apple event coming up where we don't know what's going to be there, probably the Apple Watch 6, and IFA was terrible. That's just an example of how quickly you can rattle through news stories. So, Liv, you're going to be doing a news blast for us. Do you know the format of this game?
I just have to say all the news really quick, right?
I mean, actually, that's really a succinct way of putting it, but you get 60 seconds and you have to read out as many... Well, you have to give our listeners as many news headlines as possible within that 60 seconds. You have to describe them. You have to explain the story. You can't just say, Xbox Series X is out, Xbox Series X price is out. You have to explain it and give it some ideas of what actually has happened. Very difficult to do. The target is 11. The low bar is 4. So if you just beat 4, then you're in a winning position. That was Cherie, but she's gone back and improved on that anyway. So old Cherie is your target. So are you ready?
Yes.
And we don't want to see any reading out. No reading out, please.
What? I have to memorise all of these?
You have to.
That's not going to happen.
You can't read out it from a script.
Oh.
Right. On your marks, Liv. Get set, Liv. Go, Liv.
EastEnders Season 2 is here. It's back on British TVs following its first hiatus in its 35-year history due to the coronavirus pandemic, and I'm very excited. Fall Guys will adopt Fortnite's easy anti-cheat software, and that's hopefully going to stop hackers from floating through obstacles or gaining impossible speeds and overtaking you. Walmart Plus is going toe-to-toe with Amazon Prime. It's got a new subscription service that offers free delivery, discounted fuel, and contactless shopping. The Witcher 3 Wild Hunt is coming to Xbox Series X, PS5. And PS5, and the upgrade will be free for anyone who already owns it on PC, PS4, or Xbox One. LG has confirmed that Wing is the name of its new smartphone, and apparently it's going to have a second screen that can swivel round into a T-shape, which is pretty cool. A Minecraft free VR update is coming to PSVR, and anyone who already has it on the PS4 will be able to download the patch for free. A $10,000 plus 2K...
Stop!
Ah, I messed up the last one.
You got six.
Six? That felt like 100.
I was going to stop you for the first. I said, at least make it sound like you're not reading it out. But I was like, actually, you should go slowly here. I haven't got anything to worry about. So. Thank you, Liv.
You're not welcome.
Yeah. I mean, why did you write about EastEnders? So many reasons for this on the podcast. Number one, first of all, why is that top of the news list, the news blast list? Because we have a very international audience. Did you not?
No.
Someone's just trolling me. So I turn around on the site for 1 minute and I go have a meeting. I come back and Liv has written about a soap opera just because she just missed it. Nothing more. No tech angle to it.
It's on iPlayer.
True.
It's on BBC iPlayer. It's exciting.
Have you mentioned the word iPlayer once in the piece?
I don't remember.
I'm in it right now. I'm going to check.
No.
It's not, because I looked.
No, it's not.
There's a mention of Netflix, which is not on. So that's cool. Well done. Thank you for that, Liv.
It's a good piece. Everyone should read it.
It's an amazing piece, Liv. Yes. Thank you. It's perfect for Tech Radar. Next up, like, top dogs that Liv's seen.
Would read.
Yeah. I did see a piece the other day on, well, it was referenced on Twitter with someone pointing out that the internet has run out of content because there's a piece from, I think it was Cosmopolitan, 10 people, how they look with or without glasses.
Wow.
it's one of those ones like, oh God. Then you find yourself probably just having a quick flick through, you're like, they do look different. If one of them was Superman, it would have been really impressive. Right, so let's get on to our favourite section of the show. Cherie, what is it?
Unpopular opinions. Let your hate unfurl. We're going to hate on something cool. Well, actually, not cool. But I'm going to hate on something that gets on my nerves today. And I cannot wait. Unpopular opinions.
I'm going to start a section, a very small bit of this section, where it can be cut out if the producer thinks so. But Cherie, often I wonder if you're doing, you know, keeping up with what's going on in the world, keeping an idea of how, you know, your site's progressing. But you just flipped your phone to the camera just now and we saw what you're doing.
Yep. It just occurred to me that I was not, that I had neglected my Pokemon Go duties. I still play. They have Mega Evolution. They have Mega Evolutions now. How can you not? I'm a child. Adult for life.
did you catch that Rhyhorn? It was a Rhyhorn, right?
I decided I didn't want the Rhyhorn. There's a Mega Blastoise there, and I just need other people to join the thing so I can play, so I can get it.
I got involved in Pokemon Go when it first came out because I got a bit addicted to it. And also, it turns out the more you ran, the more things you got. And I was like, well, this is perfect for me because I just run around a lot. And then I lost interest. And now everyone's saying things like Rhyhorns and Blasts. And now I feel old again. I felt downwits to kids at the start. But no, it's gone away now. Cherie, give us an unpopular opinion. Come on.
All right. So I just finished reviewing the... Well, I can't even say reviewing because I couldn't even give it a rating. The Lenovo IdeaPad Slim 7. It has this sexy AMD's Ryzen 7 4800U processor. It kicks ass in performance and battery life. Matter of fact, let me pull that bad boy up. It's like, it's so sweet. And when I saw it at the AMD events, A couple of months ago, before the world became the world, it was in this beautiful purple. But neither here nor there. This laptop is the bomb, and I cannot buy it because the configuration that AMD sent me is only available across the pond, and I'm tight about it. Why do you hate Joy, Lenovo, and AMD? I'm upset at Lenovo that you're like, they consistently do this, and a lot of laptop OEMs do this. Like, y'all get the special colors, y'all get the configs. Like, I remember when Samsung used to do the red phones, or like they would, like a couple months down the line after they released whatever flagship, they're like, oh yeah, we've got this color and this color and this color. It was like a Joseph's Technicolor Dreamcoat, but not for the US. No. You just get those basic colors. I feel like Miss White and Clue, just the flames that are just coming from the side of my head, and I it's unfair. Like, why do y'all hate? And I'm mad at AMD for letting me know that this configuration exists. Like, I could have been in blissful ignorance, like, oh, all right. But no, there's this hot ass version of the Slim 7 out there that really keeps pace with the Dell XPS 13 and the MacBook Pro, and I can't have it. It's inexpensive. Why can I not have this? Why are you like this, guys? Why do you hate freedom and joy? What did we do to you?
I've got a bigger question. Like, what's Clue? Do you mean Cluedo? And it's Mrs. White, and she's a cook, right?
No.
It's the film version of Cluedo.
Yeah. Have you not seen that film with Tim?
It's like 1990 film.
I've seen the film. I thought, in America, is the game Cluedo called Clue?
It's just Clue.
But Cluedo is a clever version of Ludo. It's like a game with clues. Cluedo.
Nah.
And Ludo comes from Ludus, which is dark play. In Clue, what character? You say it's Miss White rather than Mrs. White.
It's probably Mrs. White. I'm just like, okay, fine. I was just deep in a rant, and I just needed to get it off my chest because, like, I'm really upset about this. Like, I want this laptop, and I want it in purple, and I want it with all the bells and whistles, and I can't have it. Like the base model, it has a Ryzen, but it's not a Ryzen to write home about. Like I want this laptop, and I'm upset that I can't have it, and I don't know why. There's no rhyme or reason that I can't have it, and that's what it burns like the fire of a thousand suns. The American version of this laptop starts at $899, and it has a Ryzen 747 100U, which is fine, but it's not the 48. I want all the bells and whistles. This thing, I it's so dope, and I'm so upset that I can't have it. Like it lasted 17 hours and 21 minutes.
Liv, I'm going to you for a hot take.
I know nothing about laptops, I'm not gonna lie, but that does sound annoying. Maybe we could send one. Could we get it in the UK? And yeah,
you can get it. Like, I can't. Apparently, I can't have it. Apparently, like, Lenovo and AMD are just conspiring.
Maybe it's just
us.
You.
No, it's not.
Maybe just
me.
You can't have it.
It's not just.
Yeah. And it was like, yeah, I haven't got one either, Sheree. Yeah, I know.
First of all, when the occasion calls for it, I can be pretty damn charming. So I know it's not me.
If you start like that, they're probably going to see through it. But. Okay, I mean, I agree. But the only reason that I sort of look at this and go, really? Because America often gets the first launch of things before the UK. Maybe not so much anymore. You know, the iPhone used to come out a little bit before in America, and it was always those things where, like, it would come out just a tiny bit ahead. Well, originally, not so much, and then it moved forwards, and now, luckily, it's on parity. But often, there's still those things where the US side of things is much more prevalent than the UK. So I kind of like the fact we've got something in our little stable that we can enjoy.
And we also get some movies early. That's the only other thing we have as well. Like, we sometimes get Avengers movies 3 days before you guys. But that's about it.
We don't get Game of Thrones, though. I don't watch Game of Thrones, but I know people are upset about that.
And that was 2 years ago.
And RuPaul's Drag Race.
Yeah, and RuPaul's Drag Race. But we do get Love Island, so that's cool. Right, well, I think we've managed to hit our target of saying about all the things in tech this week, and I'm very proud of us for doing so. Liv, have you enjoyed your day?
I have. Thank you very much for having me.
Have you caught any Pokemon?
No.
Sheree, I was talking to Olivia.
Oh, sorry. I'm sorry. Not yet.
I've got enough real pets here to keep me very busy. Oh. So, no, that wasn't a burn. I'm just saying. That's why I don't play.
I didn't think it was. So I was trying to see if I could start some beef between the two of you. So, no. You know, Sheree just talked over you. Who knows? Yeah. Oh, stop being so nice. You're offering to send laptops to her. So, clearly, things are going quite well. Pexy, have you had a lovely time?
I have. I've had a great time. I should play some more Pokemon Go while we're recording these, though.
I mean, Sheree, obviously you had a great time. You know, you chose not to catch a Rhyhorn.
Yes, but I am going to catch a Wallamer while we're signing off.
Okay, you can do your sign off now.
I'm Sheree L. Smith, and you can find me on Twitter and Instagram at MissSmith11. That is M-I-S-S Smith11. And of course, laptop then, laptop now, laptop forever. Stay tuned. Our best and worst brand, one of our biggest features, is coming out soon. So soon. It's how soon? I can taste it. It's a little soon cake, and I'm like, nom, 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 like in anticipation. So stay tuned for that.
A soon song of soon. As I'm guessing Lenovo is going to drop right to the bottom of the worst brands this week because you are pissed. Liv, how can people get hold of you? Do you have any final messages that you want to send? Do you want to promote a book or something?
No, just make sure you tune into EastEnders. It's on Mondays, Tuesdays, Thursdays and Fridays. It's the best show in the world. You can find me on Twitter at Olivia Tambini. Don't at me.
which was the title of your tweet where you tweeted about EastEnders. So that's good. Pexy, what about you?
I can't beat the EastEnders thing. That's such a peak. I'm at JamesRWP on Twitter, and please come to Tech Radar, read about everything, and but mostly the phones bits, please.
After we published that EastEnders article, one of our editors on another section did a Google Trends analysis of all the soaps that have been popular right now to endorse Liv's decision to do so. Turns out that I think Neighbours peaked above another one recently. Didn't know it was still going. There you go.
Can I just say we were briefly in the Google news box for EastEnders, and I feel that was pretty big.
Cool. I mean, yeah.
Just let me have this.
No, because I know where this will lead.
We need to get that Ian Beale news box.
Yes.
Yeah. Oh, no. We've got pictures of Ian Beale on the site. These are things. This podcast goes out to so many countries in the world. They're not going to know what we're talking about. Like, who's Ian Beale? In India right now, they're all going, what are they talking about?
What's a Wellard?
Yeah. Anyway, I've been Gareth Beavis. You can find me not really tweeting. I do sometimes at Twitter, Super Beav. Only place you can tweet is Twitter. Obviously, comes Tech Radar. We're having a lovely time at the moment. Lots of good news to talk about. We're very excited about the iPhone launch. And then who knows what happened for the rest of the year? Lots of great deals and things coming out and people having lots of fun with tech. So we're here for that. Do tune in to the site and find out all about that. It just leaves me to say, if you do enjoy this podcast, I really hope you do. Do give us 5 stars on Apple, subscribe on Spotify, wherever you get your podcasts elsewhere. This has been Noise Cancelling, and you'll hear from us this time next week. Bye-bye.
Bye.